Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Plenty of voices wanting to have their say this morning. Let's begin with John from Auckland. Morena, John.
Oh, morena, Ian. Hey, that was astonishing, eh? There's just the amount of money in American sport. Like, there's some small countries around the world, their whole budget is $750 million. And here's one man. Here's one man with a contract that big. I was just like, wow. Like, sport in this part of the world, we can't even fathom anything that in that ballpark, you know? And just hearing how big he is, he's a billion-dollar brand, so the MLB want to make sure that their cash cow is secured and safe and happy because he makes some money, man.
They're trembling, John. They are trembling at the moment. They just do not want this fellow to be guilty. They want everything to be honest, and as far as it's gone, as about as far as they want it to go as well. They want the interpreter to be the man who is at the centre of this whole stuff. Otherwise, they'll be very nervous.
Well, exactly. And you know, if you've probably been to America before, they just do it differently, mate. It's all Hollywood over there, all sports. But quickly, just on the stadium debate, I actually can't wait for that Tikaha Stadium to get up and going in Christchurch there. That's going to be an awesome stadium to have. And also, I'm looking forward to the South Island Rugby League team that will be included in the NRL. Now, I'm hearing they will be. I'm also hearing that the Sevens may return to New Zealand, maybe at the Tikaha Arena in the next few years.
Well, John, that would be a great concept. That would, to be perfectly honest, mate, what a way to launch it. If they were to have a launch month of events, you'd have to put a sevens tournament in there. You really would. I think that's a terrific idea. Men's and women's global sevens tournament as part of the launching process of Tikaha in Christchurch. I can't think. You've stumbled onto a really cool idea, mate. Thanks for your call. We've got plenty on the board. We'll talk again this week. Scott from Taranaki, good morning to you.
G'day, Ian. Hey, just very quickly, Louis, all the best, mate, and thanks for being a champ on the radio. Always happy, always got an infectious laugh that, makes your day a great one when you start, mate, and you've done a great job of setting up your CNZ and being there from the start, and, dates back to your radio sport days, mate, so you're great there too, and you've just brought that along to here as well. So we'll miss you, mate, and hopefully we get you back on the radio at some point on your trips as well. Maybe get a Louis Day of the Land or something, who knows, but it'd be great to have your voice back on the radio time to time as well, mate. But on to the stadium side of things, Cornwall Park for a test venue for me, Ian, would be great. I think that could be something that'd be looked at. It's got the nice picturesque parks around it as well. I don't know if you could obviously put up a picket fence and make it into a test venue and then repurpose it back to a club venue. That could be something that could be looked at. But the other one is Foley now in the Auckland scene. I've got a feeling if that man doesn't get what he wants in the way of a football field, or he has a bit of trouble with Auckland Council, I think he'll just go buy some land and build it himself. So that's something to watch out from the land as well of Auckland and see what happens in that space too.
He's a very powerful man, and he doesn't back losers, does he, Foley, from what I'm hearing? And even though I heard with Staffy's little clip there, reservations about whether Auckland can make it third time around and make a go of it in the A-League, this bloke is not known for backing losers or getting involved with losing situations, Foley. So I think you've got a real chance here of something genuine too, Scott. He's a mover and a shaker, and his money isn't going to run out anytime soon. So I think that's a possibility too. I just like to think that they might explore pieces of dirt that they've got that they're not getting value for money out of, that they might be able to do something with. And that's why I like the concept of a domain. I can envisage it. I can envisage it. I keep going back to Hagley. You know, there were problems at Hagley. People trying to block the fact that they were going to put something like that into a beautiful Hagley Oval. And then, of course, the next thing was, we can't possibly have ugly lights at Hagley Park. We just can't have that. Well, I've had to fight tooth and nail, and what they've got down there is a truly top-class facility. And they had to fight, and they had to endure. Aucklanders will have to do that, I promise you. Ed, good morning to you. Ed from Tolaga Bay. Oh. Well, really, Auckland.
Good morning, Smitty. I'd like to talk about what Scott said for Louis. Go well, Louis, and return in good health. And then Māori, that'll be like, haere tuatu, hoki tu mai. But I think he's going to leave a gap, Smitty, because we're going to Cambridge. Is that too full of gap? We'll go to the Grins, now the champions.
I know. I mean, he's. I mean, you know, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. That's the Louis Herman Watt as well, is it? I mean, we're going to have so much. I don't know, so much for the rest of staff to do. I mean, I'm already subscribing to every racing publication that I possibly can on a weekly basis just to pick up a bit of the slack. But, yeah, we'll miss him. There's no doubt about it. But I mean, he's. You can take the boy out of Canterbury for so long, but he'll have to come back. He'll be back, and when he comes back, it'll be Louis Herman Watt. He might have grown up a wee bit, I think it's fair to say, in the 2 or 3 years that he's away, but he'll come back and we'll hear him again. Don't worry about that.
Mommy.
Good on you, brother. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for your call. Really appreciate it. Joey, good morning to you.
Yeah, good day, Smithy. Yeah, with the cricket, yeah, just something like a friend of mine was up from Christchurch yesterday, and he said he went to the... He lives in Christchurch, and he went to the to Hagley Park, down there, the test, and he said, it's fantastic. He said Auckland can do it. He said, could do it as well. He said, Hagley Park, he said, they just built around it and everything, and he said, they've got two cricket clubs there. And he said, now, you know, that play out of there as well, club cricket. And he said, it's a fantastic facility. He said, unbelievable. He said it can happen in Auckland, without a doubt. He said, Victoria Park, not a problem. He reckons. He said it would go well. He said they just build up the sides like they did at Hadley and that. And he said absolutely brilliant. And just Smithy on the rugby, don't need to rest players. All you do, Ian, is if you're coaching me and I've played 6 or 7 games and I feel as though I need a rest, I just say to you, hey, you know, am I able to have a rest or whatever? And you go, yeah, Joey, you look a little bit tired, whatever. You just got a bad hamstring. That's all you have to say. You got a twitch in the hamstring. Oh, why isn't he playing this week? Oh, he's got a slight groin, and we thought we'd rest him. That's all you got to say. No one would know any different. All this rubbish and crap. Because the kids want to see Yurika Iwani, you know, at centre running the football. Don't get me wrong. His brother's a very good player too. But a lot of kids want to see the glamour of the backs. When they're younger, that's what they like to see. That, you know, the flair in the back line or whatever. And when you put these players and giving them a rest, they're all professionals, man. You know, Smithy, I can't believe it. And with just the last thing with Louis going, I don't know whether my bank account, Smithy, will be a lot bigger or a lot smaller. Because I do take listen to Louis' tips, but we are going to miss him. We know that. But,
yeah. We're going to hear plenty from him throughout the rest of this morning as well. He'll be in shortly. And also, he's going to do the whole show by himself tomorrow. It's his final finale, the whole show tomorrow leading into Easter. And then I think he's pretty much on a plane on Friday. It's 9:44. Thanks so much for your calls on a varied nature of subjects, and we'll be back soon.